A day after Democrat Dan McCready withdrew his concession in the 9th congressional district race, Republican Mark Harris broke his silence by releasing a video on Twitter. Harris says he was, quote, absolutely unaware of any wrongdoing, unquote. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Reporters camped outside Mark Harris's South Charlotte home for much of Friday. The Republican candidate didn't speak to anyone, but he did release a video on Twitter.
And although I was absolutely unaware of any wrongdoing, that will not prevent me from cooperating with this investigation.
Moments after Harris's video was posted, the North Carolina Board of Elections said it had issued subpoenas for documents to the Mark Harris campaign, the Red Dome Group, and the James Atlas McVicker Committee. McVicker is the sheriff of Bladen County, where much of the alleged fraud is believed to have taken place. The Red Dome Group is a Charlotte-area political consultant who worked for the Harris campaign. The Red Dome Group hired Bladen political operative McCray Dowless to get out the vote, specifically getting people to vote absentee by mail. Dowless is accused of having his employees pick up completed ballots from voters, which is known as harvesting. It's also illegal. The board said Friday that Dowless is a person of interest in the case. McCready said on Friday's Charlotte Talks that it appears people's voices were silenced.
Not just in Bladen County, but in Robeson County, too. And it appears that a lot of elderly folks were really preyed on by these criminals, which is just absolutely shameful activity.
McCready said there absolutely should be a new election if the state board finds that the election was tainted. Harris said he would be okay with a new election, but he stressed that any fraud would have had to change the outcome.
However, if this investigation finds proof of illegal activity on either side to such a level that it could have changed the outcome of the election, then I would wholeheartedly support a new election to ensure all voters have confidence in the results.
That's in line with what Dallas Woodhouse, executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, has said. Woodhouse says he believes there's a difference between illegally harvesting ballots and what he said is fraud.
The collection of absentee ballots is not fraudulent. It's illegal, but not fraudulent. Fraud comes in when you manufacture, eliminate, or alter votes.
The state board said Friday it wants to hold a public hearing on the case as soon as possible. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.